the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
On the Edge, it's going to be great. Brains, here we are, back at home again. And today we have a guest, okay, right here on the Edge. Our guest over there, Irina Warmbrand from Jersey, okay, originally from Romania. Now, this conversation is going to be amazing for several reasons. One of them is the fact that, you know, there's a lot of people that immigrate into the United States, and that's the big topic about immigration. We are a nation of immigrants. We welcome immigrants. Our country was founded on immigrants. But what seems to be happening is people are losing sight of that. And when immigrants come to our country, be it from Mexico, Canada, Romania, Germany, wherever, they may be fleeing prosecution. They may be wanting to meet up with their families. They may be wanting a better life. But whatever it is, we need to welcome them. And we need to understand their culture. Everyone can't quickly assimilate to the United States. And what Irina is doing is really helping people from other countries learn to integrate into the United States. She's a nurse of 40 years. She's very well spoken, but she has a very compelling story and something for us to think about the next time we pop off and say something about immigrants. So we want to welcome her to the Edge today. Hello, Irina Warmbrand.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, April. I'm honored to be here.
Well, I'm so glad to have you here. I think that you are the absolute best. We had a great conversation as we were vetting each other to see if this is something that we wanted to do, and it was definitely something that I want to do because I used to work for the American Red Cross, and we would bring in a lot of people after a natural disaster, and it was so hard for them because, again, it was run by, you know, I'll say it, white Americans. And they just automatically assume that everybody's going to go along with the program. They don't understand the culture. They don't speak the language. They don't have the proper food. You know, how people treat their children. All of that is different. So tell me a little bit about your work as a nurse and then how you started this new program of coaching and helping people to find success.
So first of all, I have to tell you what means to be a health and success coach for multicultural individuals and family. First of all, when you take care of health, doesn't mean you just get injections and pills. That means you have to know the frame of mind to succeed in life through being healthy. And that is bringing together a lot of principle, a lot of lifestyle, and put those together, you either make it or break it. It's very important to pay attention to details in the way how you live. Being a nurse for 40 years, I've been working with people. I was teaching people how to cope with disease, how to break free from those kind of symptoms. But I always observe that the compliance with what they have to do is there when they understand it's not just a medical treatment, it's a lifestyle, it's a way how you cope with stress, how you put yourself out there to go through different environments to make up your life being successful in different domains. All those things have repercussion on your health. And success, because I am a health and success coach, you see, sometimes we associate, sometimes, most of the times, and most of us, we have or we still associate the term of success with money. And this is not true. You right. can be successful in health. You can be successful in relationship. You can be successful in achieving a goal. If you look in dictionary, success means achieving a goal, that's not right. having money.
That's right. So
that's why I'm helping those multicultural people, because I relate being a multicultural individual, to achieve health and success together. That makes life fulfilled and being able to continue in the way how you want to live.
Tell us a little bit about your story, because you came from Romania, which yeah. was a communist country. Is it still communist?
So in 89, Ceausescu was caught, was executed. So I've been living until then under that very strict communist regime.
Right.
And during those years, see, the regime has a strategy. The communist regime, the socialist regime, has a strategy of trying to switch your focus from yourself, from your needs, from what is happening, to a bigger problem they create. So they said...
Wait, sound familiar, brains? I want you to turn the volume up, okay? Listen to what she is saying about the transformation and the mind control. I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, this is, and actually you can read over the literature they said about what means that brainwashing. So they just try to focus on how we can put those people to not judge us who lead and judge something else. And this way they will not pay attention to what we're doing. So the communists taught us, we have to just give, work hard, and not pay attention to the fact that the system, the society is broken. And the leaders, they don't care about people, they care about themselves. So we had to focus so hard in our own life to survive, to not pay attention what actually is happening right there.
Right.
Not only.
Distraction. That is what it is. It is keeping you distracted, not paying attention to the truth, not knowing right from wrong, being suppressed, being controlled, being manipulated. Y'all better pay attention, okay? Because I'm seeing a lot of similarities here in the United States. You know, I look at what is happening, and I will say it. What happened with the infiltration of our election? But the Russians were brilliant. They haven't fired a gun. They haven't cursed us out. They haven't dropped a bomb. But just by the manipulation of the conversation and tweaking some things through cyberspace, they have turned the United States and the European Union on its end. So now you lived in this type of...
I felt it daily. And not only, we were threatened because they were saying, if you look outside this country, great country, which Romania, it's a great country and with traditions and to be respected. But they said, while they had the power, don't look outside. Because outside, those are rich people who want you to be poor all your life. Don't look there. They're selfish. They don't think of you. So not only that, but they obstructed us to have any contact in that time with any foreign person. So I was going by the Black Sea, right, in my vacation, and I met a citizen from Germany. They were infiltrated, those communist leaders and people who were hunting us were infiltrated all over. The waiter, when they came to save us the pizza, he had to ask both of us to speak Romanian. Otherwise, I would have been condemned for the fact I have a foreign person near me. So I couldn't have any relationship with anybody. That man, I was 21 years old. That man asked me for address, send a letter to my house. In 5 days, I receive a phone call to go to the security and police because I have to answer to some questions and say, this is a letter from Germany And I say, I didn't say I'm leaving. God didn't say, said, we know, we read it. So this is how we were trying to be, the leaders try to isolate us from what is really happening in the world and pay attention in our sacrifice. And to learn, we have to sacrifice more to make it in life.
Right. While the people in the government are living like fat cats. Now, you know, I have to admit to this. When I went to Beijing, China, it's a communist country, but it was law and order. I mean, there was no problem. There was no discord. And when people blew the horn at you, they didn't give you the finger. They actually waved at you because you avoided a conflict. But when I went to Tiananmen Square, I could feel the energy of the people that had been shot there, the students that had been shot. And just, you know, you are not allowed to take pictures of the military. You must stick exactly by the rules. If not, you are pulled aside and you are questioned. And that's very intimidating. It's not like here in the United States, brains, where you get to make a phone call. You may not be able to make a phone call for 3-4 months, if at all. And the jails are not cushy like they are here. You are on a cement slab if you are not butt naked, running around with the cockroaches and the rats, and, you know, sleeping next to your defecation. So it's a lot to really have to be put under that kind of regime. So you left Romania and you came to the United States. Tell us about that.
So I came to the United States dreaming that my life will change. And as many people who immigrate and you are asked, what do you want? I want a better life. I had no idea, actually, what means. I thought I want freedom and better life. Better life, I thought, and I assumed that will be kind of in Romania, but I have access to everything. And it wasn't like that. I came here and I saw people, kind of people who are very nice and try to help, but I thought they will cry for me and they will adopt me. And they'll say, oh, poor Romanian coming here. Come and stay in my house forever. I thought because my brain was so washed up. And this is what I thought. If somebody wants to help you, needs to help you unconditionally. This is how I grew up. I have to sacrifice till my blood is coming out of my skin. So I thought here is the same. Somebody will sacrifice so much for me till I will be prosperous and live happily ever after. It wasn't like that. I thought also I will have in Romanian schools because I came here to live civilized, legally, and make it.
Right.
With some efforts. It was no Romanian school.
Right.
And in Romania, United States was, oh, it's a country for everybody. Anything you want, you get. It's Manhattan in a night. So I came here and I started to look for Romanian schools. No Romanian schools. Hmm. I started to Google, but I didn't have a laptop, so I borrowed from whatever. And I started to work because I didn't want to ask for money. I didn't want people to feel pity for me. And I washed dishes, I washed the toilets, so and so, until in 2003, while I was working for a woman, taking care of her, I met my husband. My actual husband in the United States. Mm-hmm. And then I got married and I started to at least be officially supported by somebody. I was lost for years. Wow. I did not find myself because I tried to knock on the door. People were nice, but I didn't know my limits, how much I can ask. I was with those limited beliefs. If I'm asking, I'm too pushy. And it was always a conflict. I almost got sick. I was so stressed out. Right. And I realized something needs to be done beyond what I know. And starting nursing in the United States, I developed kind of collaboration with some colleagues here, there. but still something was missing and I didn't understand what. And then I realized it's something that keeps me stuck on my culture, on my own culture. I can't get out of how I grew up, how I see the world, how I am limited by my limited beliefs. And I try to understand people, but I couldn't.
But and you also, you said when you got here that you did not speak the language.
I did not speak any English absolutely at all.
And you didn't have any friends. You said you didn't even have a phone number that you could call.
I didn't have a phone number to call. When I had to eat, I didn't know people can order sandwiches. I didn't know from Romania people can go and do whatever they want and put it on the bread there. So I saw that line, but I couldn't talk and I couldn't ask for anything. I didn't know how. So I ended up with those pre-packed little cookies they sell to have something to eat because I was away from big stores and where I was living. So it was very hard, but what I had done, I never begged for money or I never assumed somebody needs to give me money because when I started first thinking like that, immediately I realized it's another world and I have to make it on my own feet. Right. So working, not asking for money, try to cope with whatever, but that got me in that phase of doing too much out of my power. I didn't know how to cope and to find my power and exhaust.
It can also be very depressing. You know, there's a lot of people, they don't realize and they don't know the statistics on the people that come to this country and actually commit suicide because Absolutely. They feel that they have nowhere to turn to. There's no groups, there's no associations. They don't understand the mechanics of how this works in the United States. And you know, there's a difference between acculturation and assimilation.
Oh, absolutely.
You're working with integration. So let's talk a little bit about acculturation. Again, there's a different culture, there's different foods, there's different philosophies, there's a different mindset. And now when you come to the great United States, they want you to automatically get in line. They want you to speak the language. They want you to get a job. They want you to, not get any sort of public assistance. They want you to hit the ground running. So how do you integrate the assimilation and the acculturation with your group of individuals that you work with to create success?
So first of all, there is a difference between diversity and multiculturality. So when we see diversity, we understand as physically, we have different in certain way we can perceive with our senses. Multiculturality comes with something that it's more profound, it's coming from generation. We come from years and years of beliefs, and this needs to be kind of aligned with the society where you immigrate into it. So I'm not working with immigrants only, I'm working with multicultural individuals because you who are born in the United States can be a multicultural person because you are in contact with somebody like me. If you don't know how to handle, you're in trouble, I am in trouble. Then we face a new era of global movement. Sooner or later, all of us will have in our family somebody who comes from somewhere.
Really?
That is it. Global movement, it's mixing people all kind in all different directions. And sooner or later, we have contact with multiculturality. So you who are born here, I was born in a different, we are coming in contact. If we'll not have that vision for acceptance and for being able to communicate with somebody from somewhere else, we are both in trouble, not only me, but we are both in trouble. So yeah. To create success, I'm working with the individual who struggle to go off of their culturalism. And I'm saying it's not assimilation. It's not about assimilation because assimilation means to suck in and you're lost in a black hole. No, it's integration. You can choose to keep your values, your mother's, your grandmother's values, and add from somewhere else, from someone else who has a different views than you, add to your value.
Right.
And be nice with it. What I've been experienced is everything I've been through was just for one single reason. I was not prepared enough. So I'm helping now those multicultural individuals to achieve success from a place of preparedness and acceptance.
Right.
If you're not prepared for immigration, you will not know what you face to, and you will be absolutely broken as I was and devastated.
But, you know, that is twofold. Because again, you're working with the individual that has come from another country here. And that can be, you know, Canada, that can be Mexico.
And I'm working with Americans who are married with somebody with a different background.
Right.
Background.
And so, you know, Brains, you have to understand that we have to color in the white spaces. We are in 2020 and everybody is mixed. Everybody's ethnicity is diluted, whether you want to believe it or not, okay? Everybody's DNA is cross-pollinated. So what we need to do is really kind of embrace that. There's going to be differences. There's going to be, you know, challenges that we're going to face. That's just a part of life. But to pick on someone and to disrespect them because of how they were born or where they were born or the color of their skin, really? I mean, that is so ridiculous. And yeah, it's wasting time. So tell us moving forward, if you have someone that is, you know, multicultural or an immigrant coming to this country, give them some words of encouragement that how they can really kind of just begin to settle in. Where would they begin?
First of all, they have to understand that what they thought, if they weren't prepared thereat, is not what they will get. So nobody told me that, and I had to experience it on my own. So you come in another country, see a little bit where you are, what it's all about, because you can go in two extremes, either to be so depressed and so lonely, and you can kill yourself, or you can be so demanding and you demand for nothing. I mean, nobody has the obligation to give up on its own, on herself or himself, to help you forever. So it's a mutual collaboration here. If you don't see that in the moment when you decide to immigrate, or you want to emerge into a society, as an immigrant, you have no success. So people who are here in the United States, they already, I felt it. You know what? People embraced me a lot, but they also put some boundaries. And that for me was, oh my God, I'm not like that. When I want to help somebody, I'm helping it from till I'm getting the most of sacrifice out of it. So what I'm working with people now is to send their minds in a way that they can go back to their cultural roots and see they're not bad person for any reason. Right. Even somebody looks at you and does not accept totally, it's not because you're guilty for something or you're a bad person or something is wrong with you. No, it takes some adjustments for people to come togetherness, right, and go in that flow. And it's like anywhere. You go to a new job, it takes an adjustment. You go to buy a house, it takes an adjustment. But the thing is, here some immigrants, and I was one of them, right, have false expectations. and hear it somewhere where they, it's like when you go in someone's house, right? For different reason, you knock on the door, either you love the host and you knock on the door to say, I love you so much. And the host say, oh, nice to see you, come in or not. Right. Or you're so desperate, knock on the door and say, help me, I'm desperate. But it's up to host to help you or not. You cannot break the door and say, hey, I'm desperate, I'm breaking your door because I'm here. You cannot do this.
But so see, the conversation is, okay, that this is the land of plenty, that you come to the United States and that your whole life is going to change. You're going to be able to have education. You're going to be able to have freedom. You're going to be able to start a business. You're going to be able to raise a family, whatever. People don't come to this country. I really don't believe that they come to this country and automatically assume that they're going to get welfare. There's no welfare in a lot of these other countries. There's no handouts. That you are going to get medical insurance, that you're going to be able to get microloans, that you're going to be able to get free housing, you're going to be able to get free education. Now, they do come over here, and a lot of those services are provided, but this is what is told to them. And so this is the mindset. And they figure that, you know, when I come to the United States, oh, you know, April and everybody's just going to open their arms. Yeah. But you get here, and I'm telling you, it's cold-blooded. They are separating the children from their parents now. They are putting them in these makeshift camps. They're not even allowing them to register for, what is that, for, I can't think of the word right now, for asylum. You know, it is really, really difficult. And then when you get here, you're shocked because you're so used to how things were. You have an expectation of how things are going to be. It's really a challenge. Well, I am so glad that you are working with people, Irina, to really help them see this. So tell us a little bit about your coaching program and how people can get involved.
So the coaching program, it's for two kinds of people who are trying to get into the immigration process. And for people who are here and also deal with multicultural adjustments. So I have people in other countries who wants to go and do everything, and they think I'm an immigration kind of authority. I'm not, and I'm not. If you want to know what's the rule for immigration, you Google. You don't need a coach. What I'm coaching with is to make your mindset. Are you ready? Are you prepared? You have to give up on something to gain something else. So if you're not ready for this, you cannot have a good life anywhere else. And if you want to prosper, how would you imagine this prosperity? Not for just money. You need to shift your mindset. You need to accept different views. You need, so this is a very big issue at this point, but if this is fixed, we will never have problem with immigration because people know what to expect. On the other hand, people here who are living here, either they're new arrivals or they're Americans into the process of going through this multicultural environment, they have conflicts. They have this against this, my vision versus your vision. So it's again the mindset. It's again of our limiting beliefs, how they're coming together, how we can shape them around our goal. And if we don't know our goal, we don't know how to cope with each other and make our life thrive within the environment, right, and within this acceptance, then we cannot succeed. So right, success is not just making money, because you know you're busy making money, but then the ladder gets against the wall in the wrong way.
Right. And then also too, what we have to understand is that in other countries, I don't think they really have a conversation around mindset. Because you're brainwashed. You are told what to do. You are told to follow instructions.
Yep.
You don't have an opinion. You don't have any say-so. You do what you are told or you suffer the consequences. So this is an absolute new introduction to a learning to people to understand what a mindset is, to have choices, to have options, and to think through the process. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you.
So I have an website, which is easy to remember because it's Irina, I-R-I-N-A, at immigrantcoach.info. That's my email. So the website is www.immigrantcoach. So that's it. The other, I am available on LinkedIn, or my name, Irina Wernbrand, in Facebook. And
well, we're going to definitely put all of your links there, and we're going to keep an eye on you because you're going to really be valuable when we figure out what we're going to do with this country here with the election coming up and all this other stuff, all this other trickery. You know, I talk to y'all about the trickery all the time. You better pay attention, brains, because you think that it's one way. But let me tell you, there's somebody in the background that's working to flip the switch. And if you have ever been in a communist country, I don't think that we would survive. I think that it would be just, it's going to be hell to pay, okay? But Irina, you have survived, and you are thriving, and you are helping others, and I think that you are awesome sauce, and I'm so glad that you were here with us on The Edge with April Mahoney. Brains, I encourage you to subscribe to everything. Go in and look at Irina's website. If you know someone that needs this support, that needs this help, that needs to have this conversation, I'm sure that she would love to come out and speak to as many groups as possible about this mindset to help people get themselves together in a multicultural environment, working with the children, working with women. It is a challenge. And I think that you're doing a fantastic job. And I want to thank you so much for being here on The Edge with me and my brains.
I thank you for the opportunity and to everybody who views us today. Thanks.
All right, brains. Check it out. Okay, we got work to do. I'll talk to you later, baby doll.
Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.